KEPC Connects with Colorado. This podcast was created for KEPC Radio as a joint effort between Tri-Lakes Cares and the advanced radio class at Pikes Peak Community College.
Today, we are speaking with the executive director of the program, Haley Chapman.
Tell us about the different support services Tri-Lakes Cares offers.
So our services fall into three areas: emergency relief and self-sufficiency. So the emergency is roof over their head, clothes on their back, food on the table. Our relief category is school supplies. It could be gifts under the tree for the holiday gift program for kiddos and seniors. It could be a holiday food basket. And then our self-sufficiency program has a self-sufficiency class, budget counseling, post-secondary education. But sometimes clients have needs that don't fall into one of those buckets. They will tell us what that need is.
What are some of the different ways that someone can reach out to Tri-Lakes Cares?
So we try to make it as easy as we can. Some people engage with us through electronic means because they're savvy or they have access to technology. So they can go to the second tab on our website, which says coronavirus, and it explains how during the pandemic we are interfacing with people who need our assistance. So they could go right there and get the information. They could come to our front door and they're greeted with a sign that says where our paper information is. We have a book barn outside of our building where we usually keep books. People can give a book, take a book. And we have converted that into all our paper items that they could take, new client intake paperwork and grocery order forms and so forth. Or they can call us or submit a request on our website and speak to a case manager to ask for assistance, and then they can figure out the best way they can get involved. Some of our clients live in a vehicle and or they're couch surfing at a friend's house and they don't have access to technology or they don't have a phone to get to a website, so they need to do the paper form. Or maybe they do have a phone and they can call us and engage that way. So we try to make it fairly universal or fairly open-ended as to how they can get involved with us.
So what has changed in the options people have with the services Tri-Lake Cares offers during the COVID-19 pandemic?
We have staff putting in much longer hours than we normally do. We are operating our food service delivery model a little bit differently. Instead of clients coming into the building and being able to choose items from the Help Yourself market themselves, we now have them choose a category. Our volunteers pack the bags based on that category, and then that food goes out our front door, and the clients pick it up on a table that's at the front door. So no clients are coming in the building. When they want to go and select produce, they might want a tomato instead of strawberries, instead of cantaloupe, instead of a cucumber, but now they just circle produce and we give them a little bit of everything. So they probably are getting some items that they might not want. They might not be getting the color tomato or the color pepper that they want, but we're doing the best we can to still provide the basic need and allow some dignified self-choice in the process. That's what we really strive for at Tri-Lakes Cares, is giving the community that we serve the ability to choose on their own and the ability to have a dignified approach in being able to choose their own product. So right now they choose the category and we choose the specific product. So that's a little bit different from what we normally do. Some of our programs, the access to them have increased because there's a lot of need, and some of them have decreased. The Help Yourself market clients used to be able to come to twice a week. Now they can only come once a week. The supplemental grocery program that's in the pantry upstairs, they used to be able to get once a month. Now they can get once a week. So need has changed in the community. We've tried to be responsive to that and making sure we are there to address that need. But overall, the biggest change was in our food program delivery model. We've changed some other programs as well. Our school supply program used to be around the client choice model, where clients would get their backpack and then they would walk down this huge table and they would go into the box of pencils and they would pick what color pencils they want, or what color pencil box they want, or what color notebooks. Now it was pre-packed bags and we just handed them a bag. So trying to still have a dignified approach to letting clients choose has been very difficult during the pandemic, and that's something that we value very highly.
What are some positive changes that will probably stay consistent here at TriLakes Cares?
There are some changes that we've made that we will keep in place. Right now, we know that COVID came on like a flash, like a light. We flipped the switch, we all went remote, we went to our new service delivery model, and bam. I don't think that the switch backwards will happen like that. So there will be some people who will be very cautious ongoing and will wear a mask for a long time. And then there are some of us that can't wait to get rid of them. So there will need to be the ability for us to be even more adaptable in how do we migrate back to whatever our new way of service delivery is going to be, while taking into consideration what we used to do, what we currently do, and finding some way to meet in the middle and accommodate both the person who is not comfortable coming out and touching the other things that people touch and wanting to place their order and come pick it up, kind of like what you would do at the grocery store where you could place your order online and then go pick it up and they shop for you, with a mixed ability to still service people the old way where they could come in and they could shop from the market.
Now, let's get a little more personal. Tell us why you were drawn to TriLakes Cares.
So next month, actually no, this month because it's March, is 11 years for me that I've been here. And I think my start started when I was a child with my parents instilling volunteerism as a value for us as kids growing up, and always having that volunteer mindset, whether it's on the side or now in the work that I do, in giving back to the community or giving back to those that are less fortunate. And so that's always kind of been instilled in me. So in my career path in life and in my activities through life, they all have the same undertones of supporting or serving those that are less fortunate in some way.
Has there been a moment in your career that has made it clear to you that this was your calling?
So other people who work in the for-profit sector, they have to find time outside of work on the side to give back or find the peace that completes my soul of giving back and making I feel like I have made a positive influence on the community at large or other people. And for other people who are in different industries that are not closely tied to doing that, they have to find time in addition to their work. I get to do it every day. I get to have the wonderful support of the community and the donors who give their funding and resources to our organization. And then I'm blessed to be the one of our team of staff of 12 that go out into the community and execute it. And so there are some people out there who can't afford to give financially, and so they give their time and vice versa. But I do it every day as part of the work that I do. And so I think that makes me feel super blessed that the community is entrusting me with their resources to be able to accomplish the mission of serving our community. And so that completes a part of my soul. It completes a part of the mission of who I am. And I think that whenever my time comes to leave TriLakes Cares, I will surely be in the next position in my career that's involved with giving back in another capacity. It'll be similar in that nature. So I think that's going to just be part of who I am.
Is there a slogan or motto that is used to convey the message here at TriLakes Cares?
We refer to ourselves as a community resource center, because we provide things like food, financial assistance for things like rent and utilities, car repair, post-secondary education. We could offer mental health counseling, access to dental, mental health needs, self-sufficiency programs, school supply programs. So our community resource center really kind of spans the breadth of what do you need to kind of survive? What programs and services do you need to thrive in your family? But then sometimes we've also used the slogan, one client at a time, and just saying, we're going to focus on you when you come in. What are your needs?
For more information on TriLakes Cares, call or log on to tri-lakescares.org. This podcast is brought to you by the advanced radio class at Pikes Peak Community College and TriLakes Cares. This is Yvette Colin-Jordan for 89.7 KEPC.